Words I Heard by Julia Holter and the Miroir Suite by Maurice Ravel before that. My guest Vicky Bennett is waiting just outside the studio, but before I welcome her in, let's hear one of those excellent collage pieces that I mentioned earlier. Her new album shares a title with Ravel Suite, in fact, it's called The Mirror. But see how many samples you can recognise in this. Here's Step Inside.
Come close, close your eyes and be still.
Thank you.
Hello, Vicky. Thanks for joining me.
Hello. Nice to be here.
So that was Step Inside from The Mirror, which was released last year. Am I right?
Yes.
It's. I have no idea how many samples in that track. I know I could hear Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side. Joni Mitchell was in there. But we might not want to go into that sort of specific type of samples because it might get a little bit too details. But it's a little bit more like several songs talking to each other, it sounds like.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the core of what I do is collage across media. And it's actually, it is a conversation between different elements across time and space in the way that you only really can do with pre-existing material. So that, for instance, yeah, it's got scores and scores of things that might only say a very small amount of information to the next person who then tag teams it along. But these conversations could never happen without you actually going to the source. And that's what I really like about collage, is it is this kind of ethereal conversation across, yeah, you know, across the world of the imagination, you know, that it's something where you can get something to play out from your imagination into real life, which wouldn't have happened otherwise because of the confines of time and space and the limitations of people and money and all kinds of things. So, yeah, I mean, I'm putting together parallel stories and bringing them together.
Yeah, and it has a theme, doesn't it? Step Inside, it deals with, well, you can talk about maybe The Mirror a little bit, the title and the theme for that.
Yeah, I like the theme of The Mirror because it's a surface that you penetrate, but you ignore the surface. And in a way, if you think about the screen or a frame in a piece of art or the speakers, there's you and there's the thing that you experience, which actually there is no point between you and it, but you create this surface, which is like a mirror, in order to experience, in this case, a piece of music. But you know, another element of what I do is visual as well, and moving image. And
yeah, I wanted to ask you about this.
Yeah, yeah.
The relationship between
exactly.
The
yeah, and... I mean, so The Mirror is a live audiovisual performance, a film as well. And so I combine all these elements together in a way where I want it to be that you're going through the screen, that you're experiencing something that you're connected with, or that it's an interconnected experience, as is collage. And that's another thing I love about collage, is it's interconnected, as in it's lots of elements brought together that produces more than the sum of the parts. But what's also nice about it is you can trace it back to the separate parts that exist still.
Mm. So it's pre-existing, but it's creating something new, but it's also making a kind of a portal, or...?
Yeah. I mean, I like to call what I do folk art in the age of digital reproduction or mechanical reproduction, because it's something that can occur quite easily as a result of having recorded media, that you can do that. But actually, what I'm doing, if on the bigger scale of things beyond the last 100 years, I'm doing what people have always done. I'm working with pre-existing material, which are our ideas and our thoughts, which aren't ours. They just emerge from either within us or from what we expose ourselves to. And so the art that I'm making, although I'm actually using the actual material, I'm composing in the same way as anyone else is.
Yeah, sure. So, but you brought two examples. What we're going to hear next is two examples of music where you're interested in how the visuals work with the sound. And to my delight, one of them was my favourite film music. A few years ago, I think I made a whole week of Late Junctions based on the film music of Jacques Tati. And you've chosen to bring music from his film Playtime. Tell us why you chose this.
Well, I wanted to. It was really hard choosing two pieces of music, by the way.
Yeah.
Worse than an hour.
We like to make it hard.
Really difficult. I thought, you know, so I thought it would be really nice to only choose music or sound that had a visual element, because that's where I'm coming from as well. And I thought it would be more interesting to be playing on the radio things that had a visual element. So Jacques Tati is the first thing that we're going to play, who I love for the pace of his work, the colour, the fact he uses characters that aren't actors, that, you know, it's, non-professionals. And the humour within his work is beautiful. And his use of Foley, which comes across, once again, perfect for radio.
It is perfect for radio. And it's also so sort of warm and human and light as well, this music. Let's listen to the playtime, the générique musique, which is the opening sequence.
Thank you.
That was the closing music to Jacques Tati's comedy Playtime, which was composed by Francis Lemarquet in 1967. And Vicky Bennett, this is one of your favourites. Do you want to describe the closing sequence of that film?
Yeah, it's a roundabout in Paris, and the cars are going round and round the roundabout, and the fairground music is playing, and then it starts and stops in the same speed as a fairground would, and then a man puts money in the meter after they all stop and they all start up again.
And then the music slows and the music stops as well, doesn't it? And
yeah.
Then it's sort of, yeah.
And there's another bit just there where there's the tourists in a coach and there's a man cleaning the windows and he opens the window so their reflection changes and they go, ooh!
It's excellent, and I believe there are some YouTube clips out there if anybody would like to have a look if they haven't seen the whole film. But you've brought some David Lynch with you, haven't you? He is famously interested in the potency of sound and foley and music, and not to say silences and atmospheric soundscapes. Tell us what you brought.
It's an excerpt from Twin Peaks Season 3, Episode 8, which is seen as the mind-blowing existential cracker of the series, although every episode is amazing. It's set in a radio studio in KPJK, which I think is a real radio station. I don't know if it's still on the air, though, but I'm pretty sure it was a radio station. I'm not going to tell you too much because I kind of want you to just hear it, and that's why I want it to be played on the air on national radio, because the thing about watching things on the TV is there's a different element to just listening, and this is made for radio.
Good. Let's hear it.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart. And here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day, in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue, with the world far away and your lips close to mine. Fear not, while our hearts are aglow, oh, tell me the words that I'm longing to know. May they still be the same.
The white of the eyes and dark within. This is the water, And this is the well. Drink full and descend. The horse is the white of the eyes and dark within. This is the water. And this is the well. Drink full and descend. The horse is the white of the eyes, dark within. This is the water, and this is the well. Drink full and descend. The horse is the white of the eyes.
Oh, that's a bit creepy. Twin Peaks Season 3, Part 8. We heard an extract there. The Platters were singing My Prayer, but then an awful lot of other things happened. Tell us about that, Vicky.
Mm-hmm. So it's this ethereal, darkened figure called the Woodsman comes into the radio studio, and the Platters is playing, and he crushes the skull of the radio presenter, takes the mic.
That's nice.
And broadcasts, this is the water, this is the well, drink full and descend. And then it shows the different, what happens as it broadcasts over the air and out into the ether, various people collapsing to the floor.
So he is casting a spell and people are collapsing when they hear that.
Yeah.
Yes. And here we are live on radio listening to this.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Yeah. Have you always been a huge David Lynch fan, or is it mainly this new season that...
I've always liked his work, but I think Series 3 of Twin Peaks, I was never a massive Twin Peaks fan, but I liked it. But this, I think, is a masterwork of genius, and he's creatively enlightened, as far as I'm concerned, with this new work that he's doing. It's beautiful.
And Twin Peaks Season 3 is available on Skybox Sets and streaming service Now TV. Thank you for those excellent examples of how music and visuals can be brought together, Vicky. Check out People Like Us's latest album, The Mirror, which is really much more than an album. It's a series of commissions. It's also a film work. And you can hear The Mirror in full here on Radio 3 in the Here and Now programme on Saturday, the 19th of January. And I highly recommend seeing People Like Us live, so you get the visual elements as well if you get a chance. Thank you very much, Vicky.
Thank you.
Now, from a new compilation of tracks recorded over the last couple of years in Ghana by Francis Ayamanga, drummer in King Ayasoba's band, this is Linda Ayupuka and Nadana Era Yima.